Planet Namek.
In Tampa Bay on 93.3 FLZ. And worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Joe, Ashley, and producer Jed.
The Joe Show is on.
Ashley, Jed, good morning.
Good morning.
How we feeling? Good?
Feeling good. Great? Yes, sir. Hey.
Whoa. Hold
I know. Where am I?
What the heck?
She's here.
We had to shut a woman up early in the morning.
Hey. Jed paid me $100 to do so.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd say, I'll do it. 100, I'll do it for 10. Did you have fun yesterday at the draft?
It was a lot of fun. Shout out to, Austin. I was about to forget the guy who brought me there yesterday. But he was amazing. I got to meet his wife. I got to meet his kid. Huge Joe Show fan. Bucks drafted a center. Which
but he only likes Jed. We didn't get an invite.
Who is this?
He messaged me on Instagram. He said, hey, bro, I got an extra ticket to the draft party. Do you want to come? And I said, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all should have had to fight for that ticket.
I'm shocked that he... I mean, that's really cool that you did that.
Yeah, I mean, I want to meet our listeners. I want to be out in the community.
I want a listener invite me to something.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying not to sound jealous, but... Yeah.
I get some attitude.
But I want to be out and about, and I want to be seen.
That's good.
That is good.
Sounds creepy, though.
No, not like that. No Diddy on it. Yeah.
So you go to this. He's a cool dude.
Yeah,
nice guy.
He was amazing. We talked football the whole entire time. We talked our life stories. We talked stuff about the Joe Show and how every Tuesday and Thursday morning they put War of the Roses on in their office on the loudspeaker because they can't get enough of it. It was a really good time.
What was it like in the stadium, because you're at Ray J, and the draft isn't even going on in Tampa? It actually went down in Detroit, Michigan. A lot of people there?
Oh, there's a lot of people there, and the best was just people getting people's reactions when other teams would draft. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, oh, man, they're dumb, man. What are they doing? Like, it was hilarious. Like, you would hear a pin drop at certain points of the draft. And it was just a lot of people from... It was weird. It wasn't even a lot of Bucks fans. It was a lot of people from wearing other jerseys.
Uh-huh. So like, what jerseys did you see?
Why are you wearing, like, a Chicago Bears jersey? Why are you wearing a Washington Commanders jersey? It made zero sense to me.
Hmm. Why?
Because it's like, we're there to support our Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, you are in the Bucks stadium. Like, yeah, how can you wear... That's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, but what if you're a fan of...
I don't care. You're disrespecting
one
us.
Thing I've learned with the NFL, though, is, like, you know, we talked about the adults wearing jerseys thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the NFL, I think that that is the number one sport where adults wear jerseys to the games. I think that the NFL, after watching the draft last night, is, like, adult Halloween almost. Every single NFL event turns into like adult Comic-Con, but like, you know, sports Comic-Con.
There's one guy who was like Dave the Buccaneer. That's what he calls himself. And he was dressed up as like a full-fledged pirate.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I love that for them.
But like, you can't do that. And like, you don't see someone dressing up as a Ray.
Yeah, no.
Could you imagine?
Or like, what are you supposed to go to a Bolts game as? Like a lightning bolt? Like, no, you can't do it.
Yeah, no one's dressing up as like their own homemade Thunderbolt. Is that his name?
Yeah, the Thunderbolt. Thunderbug.
Bug, whatever. Yeah,
Thunderbug. I don't know. What am I supposed to know? Sorry, I don't know. I know Mickey, Minnie, Goofy.
You know those people.
Those are the costumed people I know. But everyone's dressed up. Everyone's having a good time. You go with a random person. Well, not a random person. Well,
did you have to Yeah, did you have to find him? Did he give you a ticket ahead of time?
Yeah. So
okay,
he messaged me.
So he was like, yeah, come and you don't get a ticket to you.
Yeah. He messaged me on Monday or Tuesday saying, hey, I have an extra ticket. You want to tag along? I said, sure. What do I owe you for the ticket? He's like, don't worry about it. I'm like, come on.
I really want to know why you wanted to hang out with Jed.
I don't know. I mean, I like hanging out with Jed.
I do too, but.
Yeah. Teaches
what about not that ticket, entertaining?
Like...
Yeah. No, you're entertaining.
Yeah,
you know, you're obviously not Ashley's first in. But...
What?
So her words, not mine.
No, I just wanted to know, like, what was special about Jed that he was like, "Hey, I want," because he's got probably family members, got best friends, and he invites Jed.
Yeah, huh?
I think I was a backup though, if I had to guess, because one of his friends was like, "Oh, I couldn't make it."
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, but why are you the immediate backup?
God, I don't know. I'm happy to be the backup. Because even backup quarterbacks in the NFL, they still make pretty good coin.
All right, all right. So you'll be hanging out with this guy more often?
Probably. He seems like a genuine dude. I don't see why not. He's a golfer, so I figure one time maybe go golfing with Joe.
I love it.
Just to let you guys know before we get this show started, we are at 6 sneezes from Joe. I'm keeping a count.
What is the over-under on sneezes from Joe today?
I hate hate my allergies. If I could you sue your own allergies? Because if I could, I gotta call who? Morgan and Morgan.